Hi, my name's Jason. I'm calling from Indiana.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to the program.
Well, I got a good little ghost story for you. It happened to me about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was coming home from work, and I live in a rural area, and I was going home a way I usually don't go, and on a back road, and picked up a girl because it was raining real hard. And she was giving me directions out to her house, and on the way there, off a curve, was a cemetery. We went around that curve, and she was gone from the car. The next day, you know, curiosity, you know, went out and kind of was looking around, and there's not very many houses in this area. It was like a farmland. I was talking to an old farmer and described the girl and said, yeah, you know, she was killed back in 1984 in a car wreck on that stretch of road I picked her up at.
And you had her in the car.
Yeah, and she was buried in that cemetery where she vanished out of the car.
I wonder how many people that has happened to. Lots, you think?
Well, checking into it, I found two other people that it's happened to.
Well, I guess, do they all have that same little weird feeling about her?
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing evil. I mean, when you picked her up, I mean, you really didn't feel anything. You know, it was just like a normal, everyday occurrence. You know what I'm saying?
Did she say anything?
No, she just said she was. This was on a Saturday night, and she said that she needed a ride. You know, it was raining, and she needed a ride home.
And that's all she said?
Yeah. Outside of, you know, giving directions to her house, nothing else was spoken, and it only happens when there's real bad storms.
That is creepy.
Well, the whole deal was she was coming back with her boyfriend from a football game during a storm, and the car flipped over.
Oh, my.
Into a ditch, and she drowned in about 4 inches of water.
And did she have this wet, soggy look appearance to her?
Yeah.
Man, that's something. Okay, well, thanks for that call. I appreciate you being part of the program. Wow, what was that? Let's go west of the Rockies. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing, George?
Good, thanks.
Good. This is Tony calling from Bend, Oregon, and I'm calling with a pretty creepy story. When I was in junior high, maybe it's my freshman year, I'm not sure exactly, I can't remember, a friend of mine, a girl, she started using a Ouija board. And after several months of playing with this thing and, you know, thinking it was great fun, she started hearing voices while she wasn't using the Ouija board. So she decided she wanted to get rid of it, and she took it to a gentleman, I can't remember his name, he was a teacher at the Bible College in Portland, where I grew up, and she gave it to him to get rid of, because every time she tried to get rid of it, it would come back, like she
sure.
garbage, and it would show back up in her house. So she gave it to him, and the rest of this might be kind of urban legend-ish, but I know parts of it happened for sure, but he put it in this fireplace, he had a wood-burning fireplace. And it sat inside that fireplace for 3 days and would not burn. The cardboard box, the plastic, nothing.
And he did everything he could to make it burn, I'm sure.
Yeah. He put firewood on it and everything else. So he finally got mad and cast it out in Jesus' name, and he threw his Bible at it, and the entire side of his house blew up, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
It was gone. They ruled it a natural gas explosion, because when he explained what happened to him, they said, that's not possible. We're not going to put that in.
No,
exactly. There was no natural gas in the entire neighborhood. So, but that's my little story.
That is weird.
That's
weird. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks, sir. All right.
Appreciate it.